Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. On any given day, most of us trust our safety to the strength of a piece of manufactured metal. Antoinette Maniotti, a professor in the Department of Mechanical, Aerospace, and Nuclear Engineering at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, explains how a better understanding of the life cycle of such parts can save money and lives.
On April 1, 2011, Southwest Airlines Flight 812 made an emergency landing shortly after taking off from Phoenix because a 5-foot section of the fuselage tore away and left a gaping hole. The cause of the failure was determined to be metal fatigue in the jet's aluminum skin. To avoid such failures, engineers normally use conservative approaches to replacing parts, with the vast majority of parts taken out of service with a great deal of remaining life, despite the high cost of parts, labor, and vehicle inactivity. Fatigue failure is very difficult to predict because the number of times a part can sustain repetitive forces that arise in normal use varies tremendously. One part may fail at 100,000 loadings, while another identical part may fail at only 10,000 loadings. This wide variability arises because fatigue is a localized degradation process that starts at features in the microstructure of the material, which varies from part to part. I am working to identify the microstructural mechanisms and features that are associated with early fatigue crack initiation. To do this, we apply fundamental science to develop mathematical models of microstructures subjected to cyclic loads and solve the resulting equations using high-performance computing. At the microstructural level, metals are made up of many crystals. We have found that the orientations of the crystals relative to the loading direction in regions of high stress and in the presence of very small flaws have a big effect on the fatigue life in aluminum aircraft alloys, and we have identified orientations leading to a short life. The goal of this work is to enable engineers to eliminate features in the materials and components associated with early failure before the components are put into service, which will reduce the risk and cost associated with fatigue.
That was Antoinette Maniotti of the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.